Hey everybody, this is Peter Arulian. I'm here at the HP booth and we're about to talk to John Ludwig. John is the product manager for the Omen line. Now you of course know about HP, but you might not know about the Omen line, and it's got sort of two distinctions. There is the Omen line, which they say price to performance approach, and then they've got an X line, the Omen X line, which is really for the enthusiast, that performance gamer. So we're gonna talk to John and take you through a bunch of products that are fairly new, and then we're gonna end with a really great stunning announcement that they just made 3 days ago. John?
Great
thanks for your
you.
Time today.
Of course.
Right. Familiarize us a little bit with Omen and what you're doing here with the Omen line.
Yeah, so right now we're starting on this side, which as you said is the Omen line without the X. So it's really that value line for people who want great graphics, great CPU, great display, all the things you need for good gaming, but none of the other stuff, just a great price.
Right.
So as we start at this end, you've got the Omen tower here. So obviously we're giving your standard tower here. You get your choice of graphics, CPU, drive your games. Gets a little more exciting when we get to the 32-inch display here. What's great about this is it's FreeSync, so it matches up great with your AMD card. It matches the refresh of the frame on this with the refresh of the frame from your graphics card.
Right.
And it's 2560 by 1440, so you get a lot of pixels in there.
I'm also seeing an entire branded line of accessories. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we collaborated with SteelSeries, one of the leading companies in gaming accessories, designed some really great accessories here for gamers. So if we start with the keyboard here. It's a big, wide, it's got the 10 keypad, of course. We also have a nice headset. My favorite feature of this is that the boom mic is retractable.
Oh, nice.
So you can get out of your way when you're not actually talking to friends.
Right.
Then you come over here, you get the ultra-large mouse mat, which I really like, keep my sensitivity low, sweep it across. And why we have this mouse mat is because this is an optical mouse. It's got really great optical sensor accuracy, but you do need a mat to make the most of it.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I saw when I came in here is you've actually, you're in the process of prototyping a mobile gaming pack, right?
Totally, totally. What you see here is actually the batteries charging. And if you look right over there, actually someone playing right now. He's climbing a mountain, it looks like.
Okay.
And right now, it's not for sale. We're really excited about VR, obviously. We've
right.
been partnering with Oculus, HTC, and Microsoft, of course, on the new headsets. There's a lot of ergonomic difficulties, though, with VR, right?
Sure.
You've got this cord coming off. The number one complaint about VR is that cord. Number one positive is immersiveness, and that cord takes away from the immersiveness. So, of course, everyone's been thinking about backpacks, or wireless, one of the two. So what we've done is we've developed a prototype backpack. We've gotten out to developers and users, get a lot of feedback from it, because there's a lot of issues that come around when you're putting a whole computer on someone's back. Where
right.
should the temperature be? Where should the weight be? Et cetera, et cetera. So you see over there, he's got the Vibe on with our backpack, a custom set of short cords. He gets over an hour of battery life. And he's having tons of fun without the cord breaking that immersion.
Right.
So we've gotten tons of great feedback on this. We're using it as a prototype program to really understand what it takes to build a great backpack, rather than just making a backpack and giving it to customers with all those issues in the first
yeah.
place.
A lot of PC OEMs are looking at this kind of a solution. It's really cool to see HP sort of participating in that sort of next wave of mobility. So over on this side, we have more Omen line, so the price to performance, but we've got something here that'll actually run VR.
We do. We have both 15 and 17-inch notebook options. As you can see, the 15-inch there, 17-inch there. The 17-inch one is our VR-capable option. It goes up to a 1070
oh,
with
great.
An i7. Of course, you get an SSD and a hard drive disk. What's great about this is you get 1070, an i7, and a 4K IPS G-Sync panel, all for a really great price. And on top of that, it drives VR. So what you're seeing over here is we're actually playing Project Cars, driving an Oculus Rift down here in this wheel setup we have. I love VR driving. I got a little burnt out on all driving games out of the world, but once you get VR and suddenly you realize how silly it is that you've been just staring straight out the window whenever you're driving a game. We're nearly just looking around and seeing your environment, looking
yeah.
through the side window to see the corner. So VR is just hugely amazing for driving sims, and it's really great to be able to have a little notebook to carry around with you to drive VR anywhere.
Can I ask, what is the price on this?
It's around $1,700, so you're getting a really great price for all the performance from that
right,
notebook.
Right, with the 1070, that's fantastic. So we've covered the Omen line, which
okay.
is a lot of great value and a lot of power as well, but there's the Omen X line that we sort of teased up front, which is over here to our left.
Yeah.
Let's go talk about Omen X a little bit.
All right.
So right here, we've got the Cube. Cube came out about 4 months ago. Is that right?
Came out about 4 months ago. We don't call it a cube, right? It's more of a diamond.
Diamond.
But it's the
Fair
Omen
enough.
X desktop. And really what it's focusing on is the DIY ability. a lot of people are DIYing it when they're enthusiasts.
Right.
In fact, when we first thought about making an enthusiast-focused Omen X desktop, the best of the best, we went to customers with a really small idea, right? Putting the most amount of power in the smallest leaders possible. And customers told us, well, I don't want that. How do I replace the parts? So we tore it all apart, and we went back to the drawing board and came up with this, where it's focused on DIY and thermals and customizability. So you can see we've actually split it into three chambers. You have your CPU and GPU up here with their own airflow. The power supply is hidden down here with its own airflow. And then the hard drives are hot swappable on this side.
That's right.
You can actually take out the tray, load it in, slide it back in. No wires need to be dealt with on that.
Yeah, we actually got a couple of these in the office. Had a great time testing Microsoft Studio's titles on these.
Yeah.
Do I remember right that you did some partnership with some other DIY companies to kind of figure out a really great configuration?
Yeah, we totally did. So there's three ways we actually sell this. Well, first way is we sell as an empty case. It's $599, provides what we think is the best building experience around possible. It comes with system fans, pre-wired for SATA and U.2 SSDs or hard drives. You got power cable extensions. And the DIY experience has actually a little compartment back here to hide all your extra wires. I'm a really messy cabler when I build a machine.
Yeah.
So it's really good for me to just shove them in there, put the motherboard on top, and never worry about them again.
I was noticing how clean the wiring is here.
Yeah, yeah. The second way is, well, obviously we'll build a system for you. We're HP. We want to sell you this full system. You can choose AMD, NVIDIA, you know, one or two of them, plus an Intel processor, 4, 6, 8, 10 cores, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the third way, because I still have a supply chain, I can't do really crazy stuff, is Main Gear has partnered with us to actually take this chassis and build the really crazy, you know, hardline liquid cooling so you can watch your coolant go through the whole system. It's just works of art. So whatever you want from your gaming system, whether you want to build it yourself, buy a well-priced system with some nice anodized black with red cables inside, or you want to go to the full kahuna and get, you know, a five-figure desktop piece of art
custom.
Put on your kitchen table so everyone can see it.
Yeah.
You can get that from Main Gear.
That's fantastic. All right, so this is a fantastic model. We have these in the office. I'm a big fan. The thing I want to end with is the big announcement that you guys had about 3 days ago, which is a brand new gaming monitor. It's 35 inches. There's a lot to love about this. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. This is our first G-Sync display. So you saw we had a 1080 running in there. This matches up the frames, the frame refresh of the panel, so the frames come off your GPU. Really nice, get rid of those frame tears. It's 35-inch diagonal. It's 21:9, so you get that super wide screen. Get to see a lot more. In fact, it is really an advantage to have a 21:9 screen in-game, so much so that Blizzard has recognized it, and in Overwatch, they restrict the field of view so that gamers won't have an unfair advantage with their 21:9 panel.
That's right, I heard about that.
But if you're not playing Overwatch, you're playing Battlefield, you should absolutely get a 21:9 panel so you can go, you know, get some extra kills.
Yeah.
What's really great about this panel as well is it's an AMVA plus panel type, which means you get really great colors, really great black levels. What's impressive is we've gotten down to a 4 millisecond response time for this panel.
Wow.
So motion's gonna look great on it. And it goes up to 100 hertz. So you get that G-Sync at 100 hertz for a really great smooth experience as you're playing.
Yeah.
The final two kind of kickers on top of just having a great panel is that most gamers we find use a headset. So I should put a headset hook on the back here just to store your headset when you're
smart.
Not using it. And then one of my favorite features is, as you saw on the Omen X desktop, we're really into RGB lights. Everyone loves RGB lights. We put in an RGB light on the bottom here that will actually change colors along with the predominant color on your screen for a little, you know, adaptive lighting as you're playing your game. Or you can set it to any of your favorite colors, of course. It's a little hard to see it here under the bright lights, but most gamers are in a dark room or something.
Right.
So if you like purple or green or just want to match and take some of the eye strain off as you're playing your games, that'll do it for you.
But again, adaptive. So as the game's progressing, it could just be mapping to the colors that the monitor is seeing. And
absolutely. Right now you see mostly white light. Now when we go into hell, of course, you're going to see mostly red lights.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, great. John, thank you for the tour. Folks, the Omen line is actually really, really impressive. I love the fact that it's got a lot of things that are available for a good price. And for the enthusiast that really wants to get deeper into performance, they've got the Omen X line. And this monitor, we've been watching it since we've been here. It's going to be available in February.
Yeah, late February, $1,299 price point.
$1,299. Mm-hmm. This is an investment in your future in gaming. Definitely recommend it. This has been Peter Aurelian with HP and John Ludwig for the Omen line. Check it out.